Hi, this is Hal J. If you own your own business or self-employed, you may be able to write off the entire cost of your vehicle. Call the Thompson Group at Classic Chevrolet. They can help you. It can be a huge write-off for you if you act now. It's the Thompson Group at Classic Chevrolet, or go to ClassicFleet.com.
I found out from my coworkers today. We've been trying to figure out when the traffic Christmas party is.
Uh-huh.
They just told me about an hour ago that it's on Christmas Eve at 7.
Wow.
Is that not cheap?
What a great time.
Yeah, exactly. They must have really gotten a deal. We checked out the eastbound I-30 at MacArthur. Status there, you've got only one lane getting through. It's the far right lane as you move from Grand Prairie into Dallas. A good 30-minute delay stretching back into Grand Prairie. You can always try Davis Boulevard as your alternate route. Northbound I-35 south or El Thornton, Colorado. Wreck there in the right center lane that's backing up beyond the Zane Curve. Also on a Fort Worth Avenue at Hampton. Covering Collin and Denton counties, here's Randy Fuller.
Southbound 75 Central, Collin County from 380 University through Virginia Parkway onto Spring Creek. Got a solid stream of heavy traffic going there. Denton County, southbound 35E and 121 bypass, it's sluggish. Covering Tarrant County, it's Monty Cook.
360 northbound from I-30 up past Brown and on toward about Post-Sympatic, rolling slow, but we never did see anything blocking lane of traffic. Just a little heavier than usual through that stretch. There are a few cars on I-30 as you make your way eastbound from East Loop 820 over past East Chase Parkway. They're not exactly bunched up yet, but it looks like they could get that way pretty quick. Sport brought to you by Toyota of Fort Worth. Huge savings on new 08 Corollas, Camrys, and Tundras at Toyota of Fort Worth. Camp Bowie West at Loop 820 or go to toyotafortworth.com. With 24-hour on-time traffic watch, I'm Monty Cook, News Talk 820 WBAP.
Let's see.
If he's there,
Willie Landham.
Fishing guide to the stars.
We haven't talked to Willie.
It's, in a while. Yeah.
Hadn't been fishing, doing a lot of fishing.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Hello, this is Willie Landham, fishing guide to the stars. Speak to me.
Hey, Willie. It's Hal Motti and
RJ Chopper.
RJ's in there.
How are you?
Oh, we're all doing
Mighty
good.
Five,
thank
sir.
You. We're all doing good.
Well, listen, let me just be one of the first to say Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to you and yours.
Well, thank you very much, Willie. Right back to you. Right back to you.
Well, yeah, I'm in such a good mood. I've been singing all morning. I'd kind of like to share some of my favorite Christmas songs with you.
Ah,
all right, go ahead. Yeah, this would be great. Do you sing these out of the boat while you're fishing?
Oh, these are my faves.
Okay.
We wish you a Merry Fishmas. We wish you a Merry Fishmas. We wish you a Merry Fishmas. And tight lines all year.
Oh, I like that one.
Yeah.
I like that one, yeah.
Oh, you know.
Yeah.
Or how about, I'm dreaming of a wall hanger.
Uh-huh.
Something to hang up in my den.
Mm-hmm.
Like a barracuda, a bluefin tuna, or a bass that weighs in 9 or 10.
I like that. That's
nice.
Awesome. Great Christmas song.
Now my grandkids love this one. This is their put them up on my knee and sing this one.
Okay, what is it?
I've got my beer and tater chips, dirty magazines, too. I'll be on the lake at 7, because I'm sick of looking at you.
No, wait a minute. You can't sing that to your grandkids. I've got my beer and tater chips, dirty magazines, too. You can't sing that to your grandkids, depending on how old your grandkids are.
That's true.
Now, if you're singing it to some 40-year-old grandkids, then that's one thing.
Yeah.
It's a couple of my faves, you know.
Yeah.
I'm sure they're on everybody's list.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
If you'd like to hear more, you might pick up my new Christmas album.
Yeah.
Entitled, Is That an Elf in Your Live Well, or Are You Just Happy to See Me? Volume 2.
Volume 2. Well, by golly, that's different. Yeah, I'd pay for that. I'd like to have a copy of that album.
I'll send you one.
Thank you very much. All right.
But if you are headed to the lake this weekend, you might take along one of the following lures.
All right.
Okay? The half-ounce deep-diving chum and yummy.
A chum and yummy. All right, yeah.
6-inch Coleman Brown stinky winky.
Uh-huh.
And from the world-famous
Ed Blaney Lure Company,
the 4-inch red and green wiggling waller worm with the number 7 hook.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's awesome. You've got to have it. Got to have it.
Well, that's all the information I have for today.
Uh-huh.
So until next time, good luck.
And keep a tight line. There you go, Willie. Thank you very much.
What?
There we go.
Gotta hit the right sound effects. Gotta hit the right sound effects button.
So glad he came out with a volume two, by the way, because I really thought after volume one we were all just kind of left hanging.
Exactly.
Not in it.
Hey, coming up in the next half hour, I got to tell you, man, we have got a great deal today on Hal's Half Price Deals.
That's today.
The Prego Pasta House. Mm. It's going to be fun because we're going to sell gift certificates for half price, and this is a wonderful place to go to get some Italian food. Now, Ann and I met Amy and Jack there and her and their two girls.
Right.
And just had a ball.
That's great.
And that's coming up at 7:23.
Right here on the Big BAP.